I'm Mike Bradley, and coming up, my Bayside Conference High School football power poll after week number three of action.
And in a stunning turn of events, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets and fries have turned his tailgating party around.
Most definitely. The juiciness of McNuggets combined with the hottest fries in the game, that's a tasty play that's always going to dominate.
Fellas, come on. Enough with the play-by-play. The game start.
Tailgate McDonald's style with 20-piece Chicken McNuggets for only $5. Then team them up with our world-famous fries to go all the way.
And the McNuggets up. And it's good!
There's more fun ways to tailgate at McDonald's. Proud sponsor of the NFL. Prices and participation may vary.
We're counting them down from 13 to number 1. Coming in at number 13, Colonel Richardson at 0-3. Give credit to the Colonels, who played Queen Anne's to a scoreless first quarter and only trailed 14-0 at halftime. Queen Anne's, though, woke up in the second half, but maybe this is a little something the Colonels can build on as the schedule gets more manageable going forward. Their next game Friday on the road at Washington, kickoff at 6:30. Coming in at number 12, the aforementioned Washington, also at 0-3. The Jags were blown out by North Carolina 55-13. Their next game Friday has they host Colonel Richardson, kickoff at 6:30. Coming in at number 11, Snow Hill at 1-2. The Eagles got their first win on the road against Arcadia of Virginia, 22-7, despite several turnovers and sloppy play in the game. Their next game, they host J.M. Bennett, kickoff at 7:30, and all home games this year for Snow Hill are played at Salisbury University. Coming in at number 10, J.M. Bennett at 1-2. The Clippers moved the ball at times on the Parkside Rams, but could not get over the hump. Parkside got off to a fast start against the Clippers, going up 14-0 and ultimately 21-0 at halftime. Bennett will look to bounce back this week on the road at Snow Hill, kickoff at 7:30. Again, that game being played at Salisbury University and not Snow Hill. Coming in at number 9, the team that beat J.M. Bennett, Parkside, who's now 1-2. The Rams got their first win of the year in the first of two Salisbury City rivalry games with a 33-13 win over J.M. Bennett. They will get a better test, though, this week. Their next game, Friday, as they host Easton, kickoff at 6:30. Coming in at number 8, Stephen Decatur at 0-3. The Seahawks defense really hung in against Cambridge, only giving up 14 points when their offense could not muster a thing against Cambridge. The brutal schedule continues this week, however. Their next game Friday as they host Kent Island, kickoff at 6 o'clock. Coming in at number 7, Wicomico at number 2. The Indians fell to Kent Island 42-7 after a scoreless first quarter. Now, I rarely bump a team up after a loss, but given the fact that Decatur's now 0-3, I can't reward a team that has not at least won a few games. And Wicomico finally did play someone in Kent Island, although they lost 42-7. Their next game Friday, as they're on the road to Cambridge South Dorchester, kickoff in that one at 7. That'll be another tough test for the Indians. Coming in at number 6, North Carolina 2-1. The Bulldogs got out to an early lead, and while the second quarter was challenging, needing a near goal line stand to prevent their lead from shrinking to just 7, they rolled in the second half and defeated Washington 55-13. Running back Rodney Thomas had another outstanding game, and 2-1 is a good start for a young squad. The secondary should get their biggest test of the year this week, especially if wide receiver Tavon Thomas for Kent County returns to action, and that indeed is their next game Friday on the road at Kent County, kickoff at 6:30. Coming in at number 5, Kent County at 1-2. The Trojans faced another talented team at Easton, and while hard fought and better played in some areas, they still fell 36-25. The Trojans were without star wide receiver Tavon Thomas, and running back Marquand Green was only in for about 6 plays. High snaps were once again an issue for the offense. The defense, which played pretty well in the first half, could not stop much in the second half. Their next game Friday, hosting North Carolina, kickoff at 6:30. Coming in at number 4, Easton at 3-0. The Warriors got their first real test and fought off a talented and gritty Kent County team who had some key injuries 36-25. Their next game Friday on the road at Parkside, kickoff at 6:30. Coming in at number 3, Cambridge South Dorchester at 3-0. The Vikings defense was suffocating, as I predicted, and head coach Jake Coleman got his first win against Stephen Decatur. It was the program's first win against Decatur since 2000. The defense held the Seahawks to just 90 yards of offense and had 6 sacks. Special teams had 2 block punts and scored on one of them. The running game was solid, and the passing game made enough big plays. Their next game Friday as they host Wicomico, kickoff at 7. Coming in at number 2, Queen Anne's at 3-0. The Lions finally woke up and blew out Colonel Richardson 41-0 after a scoreless first quarter. Their next game going to be a tough one Saturday out of conference on the road at the Archmere Academy at a Wilmington, Delaware kickoff at 1. And coming in at number 1, Kent Island at 3-0. The Buccaneers rolled over Wicomico 42-7 after a scoreless first quarter in a series over the last few years that has usually been close. The Bucs were able to take advantage of field position and Y-high penalties. Their next game on the road at Stephen Decatur, kickoff at 6. I'm Mike Bradley for SFMSports.net.